AM.
Now it's time for a breakdown.
Breakdown! Hello there, I am Pictish Trail.
Hi, this is Catherine Joseph.
Hi, this is Sam Genders from Tongue.
Hi, this is Hazel Wild from Lanterns on the Lake.
Hello, this is Dan Mangan.
And you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Let's fall in love with The Breakdown.
Showtime. Good afternoon. How are you?
Did that put you off?
Slightly.
I'm doing really well. Now my throat is cleared as
yeah.
well. I had a bit of Haribo stuck in there, you see.
Oh, it happens. It happens.
Yes. WH Lung to begin with today.
It was, yes.
What was that one called? I've got rid of it from my list, but we both brought that one.
Bloom and Fade.
Bloom and Fade.
So that is the third preview from their third album, which is coming out in October. It's called Every Inch of Earth Pulsates. Every single inch.
Every inch, yeah, okay.
Apparently.
The breakdown is what this is.
It is.
Apparently, happening until 5 o'clock today live, or probably about 106 more minutes, no, 116 more minutes if you are listening on the podcast. This week there will be an album of the week by Katie J. Pearson. Do we have anything from Katie Pearson?
I don't have anything from Kate Pearson. We need to confusingly did release an album the same week.
Yep, there are new records from quite a few this week. Sunset Rubdown album out, Jonah's Police Woman, Honey Glaze. Give me a couple more. What have we got? There are more.
Purple Disco Machine. Lotalo, Jamie XX.
Also going to be playing tracks. Metronomy and Porridge, great record by them. Drug Church as well.
Yeah, Metronomy are on the Purple Disco Machine track as well.
Okay. And I'm assuming we're going to be playing the Mogwai track. It's big, isn't
probably,
it?
It's big, but probably.
It's
yes.
big, it's big. We're going to play something from a new album out for the second song today. Teen Jesus and the Gene Teasers, an Australian band who last year put out their debut record, I Love You. Yesterday, they put out I Love You Too. On I Love You Too is a track called I Love You, which was not on the first record. Confused?
Gomez did that once.
Bring it on.
It was a song on a later album, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah. It was. So these are like Gomez.
Just like them.
But Australian and with more tattoos. Lindas are also on this album, but not on this track.
I love you. I love you. Leave my socks on when we go to bed. You never seem to ask why. You're the only thing in my head. You never seem to ask why. I'll cry first thing in the morning. You wake up, say it doesn't worry you. I know I'm anything but boring, but is that good?
I just want to say
Mm-hmm.
How much do you think Julie likes Sonic Youth?
A fair amount.
Last week's album of the week was My Anti-Aircraft Friend by Julie. Band, are they Brooklyn? Are they Canadian? One or the other, aren't they?
Boy, they're Brooklyn or Canadian.
Brooklyn or Canadian.
They're definitely American, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, so not Canadian then. Probably not then. That was the first track on the album.
It was Catalogue.
Previous single probably as well.
I think it was, but...
Straight in at number 101.
Yep.
With a bullet.
With a bullet.
Yep. In the charts this week, at number one, Snow Patrol, Without Our Help.
Without Our Help,
yeah. Any help from us, they don't need us anymore. last time this person had put an album out, I believe it was also Album of the Week, Katie J. Pearson, who is now on her third record. It's called Someday Now. It was out yesterday. And it's good. It's good. I think I've already said, probably, her debut record has climbed to my favourite of 2020.
Okay.
And is high in my... definitely in the top 20 already for me.
All time?
Yeah, all time. It's just straight from top to the bottom, a fantastic album. Sound of the Morning never did a... connected quite as much, but I think there was just too much pressure on it. She's got a looseness to what she's doing. She's very confident.
Confident, yeah.
And I was listening to this yesterday and thinking, anyone who likes Fleetwood Mac should be listening to Katie J. Pearson. And I'm not in any kind of like slight or anything, just thinking, she makes that sort of just real classic, good noises.
Timeless.
Yes. And she does, and she has male backing vocals in her songs, uses them amazingly. This record, we've already played a couple of tracks from it. I think this is probably the unreleased hat trick. Are we starting with Save Me?
Yeah, start with Save Me. Why not?
Yeah, do this and then something else. What, maybe? Oh, maybe Jamie XX.
Maybe.
Maybe?
Yes, do that. Yeah.
All right. So, Save Me first from Katie J.
Oh, one more time. What's up, Sheffield? This is Jeff from Living Body, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Isn't this what you want? Super connected. Somebody on your side, looking right through. Natural hesitation. Don't wanna peek too soon. Why don't you let me follow the rhythm of you? Would you wanna feel it? Would you wanna feel it? Would you wanna feel it?
The light, I waited all night. A smile to die for, something just like yours. Yours, yours. I waited all night for the thrill unknown. The will of you won't. A dream to try for, hope that you'd like more. More, more. I waited all night for.
XX from the album, what is it called, Joel? Remind me. It's called, I don't know, Waited All Night, it says there. That's the name of the track, isn't it? Not the album.
Oh, I've deleted it off of here as well.
I mean, we'll never know. There's no way of knowing, Joel. Yeah.
No way of ever knowing what the album In Waves is
waves,
called.
In Waves, that's it.
That featured Romy and Oliver Sim, didn't it?
It did, yeah. So of the XX.
Basically an XX track, that, but a bit more dancey.
Bit more dancing. Yeah. Apparently they are working on a new XX album.
Good. Is that good?
No, that is good. That is good, because we played them at the start of the year as a band who are probably coming back
you
this
did,
year.
You did, yes.
Don't want to make a liar of us.
No.
Katie J. Pearson was before. She is the album of the week this week. She's also playing in Sheffield as part of her tour towards Into the Winter. She gets to the Foundry.
Oh, yeah. I've got tickets for that.
The 30th of November. Foundry last night for Los Campesinos.
Yeah.
Fantastic gig.
Great, wasn't it?
Really, really, really good there. And I've realised I will spend £25 on a T-shirt if I feel I have not spent enough on the band's back catalogue before. I've listened to a lot of their stuff digitally.
Yeah.
So that's... That, I decided
that warrants the purchase.
That was warranted.
How long were you in the queue for?
I wasn't in the queue.
Oh.
I just waited for the band to start, and then I just walked up.
Clever. Clever tactic.
Yeah. Let's have something else from an album like yesterday. Sunset Rubdown were away for a very, very long time. I think they're all pretty busy with other stuff anyway, but Spencer Krug's, well, I guess it's his main project now, put out their first album for, was it 12 years? 15 years. It's not 15 years.
Is it?
No.
No.
There was one last year. No, don't know about that one. Always Happy to Explode. Love Spencer Krug's voice. This first track on the record was the one for me. So we could play this, and then you're Trouble 7. We after it. Losing Light first.
Alright, because the hunchback keeps a candle to make shadows in the night.
on the album that appears on. After that finishes, the rest of the album appears because it's the first track. But for now, we will stop it there. Always Happy to Explode is Sunset Rubdown's first album for 15 years. The one from last year must have been an Odds and Sods collection. They're touring, but only in North America at the moment. That was Losing Light. Okay, go.
It's treble seven time for me. I am going to play, well, three tracks, because them's the rules. Third track is going to be from Club 8, who seem to be releasing a lot of standalone singles this year. They're not doing that thing where they're doing every month, are they? Maybe. We played a few anyway, but the latest one is called Left Behind. That's going to round it off. In the middle, you're going to hear a track from Olivia O. I think first new artist of the afternoon.
Yeah, I've just realised we've not played many so far.
She is one half of the duo Lower Town, and this is a track from her upcoming second album, No Bones Sickly Sweet, called Hole. We're going to kick it off with a track from The Garden, a band introduced to us by Chris Stride. Offbeat is back next week.
Next week.
Yes.
Tickets.
He played them when he came on the show last year or the year before. New single from them called Ballet kicks things off. I bless you to see whatever I see fit. You can't be a young gun with a bad shit. I bless you because I get sick of it. You can't roll with the punches or live away. I never glance back to yesterday. You can't roll with the punches or live away. I never glance back to yesterday. River keeps flowing, no holiday. It's a ballet, it's a ballet. You can't roll with the punches or live away. I never glance back to yesterday. River keeps flowing, no holiday. It's a ballet, it's a ballet.
The Breakdown, Treble 7. We'll be right back.
That was it,
yeah.
That was really good. What was that last one?
Club 8, Left Behind, Olivia O and Hole before that, and we kicked off with Ballet from the Garden.
I would say successfully done. You can take a seat now, kick back and enjoy the biggest song I'm going to play today. It's Nima Bok. We should have played this last week. It's the title track from her latest EP, Feed My Release, and it is very, very good. So it's only 4 seconds longer than the Sunset Rubdown one, but it is longer. So, yeah, do this. Back on the other side?
I reckon.
Yeah.
Sheets and out at all. I cannot see. I know that I've been, but I'm out. So how?
It's
has Name a Bog. Brilliant, that. She's touring that EP, and I guess other things, because there's only four songs on the EP. It's not getting to Sheffield. Boo.
Boo.
Let her off, though, because she came with Porridge Radio.
I thought she'd been here recently.
Front Woman, earlier in the year, and Bewitching she was as well. So she's touring across the UK from the start of November. Dates in Liverpool, Newcastle, Leeds, at the Book Club, and Manchester Deaf Institute. A place I've still never gone to.
Have you ever been there?
Never been to
that. That surprises me.
Yeah. Now something that you should have played last week.
Oh, was yes. That? Something that I should have played last week. Yes, new single from the Essex-based quartet called She's in Parties. It's taken from their second EP Puppet Show, coming out on the 25th of October. It's called The Times, and it is about their battle with social media, as in bands, musicians having to flaunt themselves on social media.
Yeah.
Am I playing this now and you're following it with?
I want to go with something from a new London band called Ain't, who've put out their second single, Teething, earlier this week.
Okay, but these are The Times.
You are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
You don't even know.
that's only their second single that they've released. They're called Ain't, and they are a five-piece based in London. They've played many gigs, though, over the last year. And they, I think they're wide, hotly tipped.
Hotly tipped.
Yeah. What did you think of them?
I liked it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, the name?
Not the name.
Mm.
No, not memorable.
Yeah. But, yeah, good brooding sounds there. They've got a tour, which is four dates in London. Two in Bristol, one in Leeds. It's not a tour, is it? That's a
not
day.
Really.
That's a couple of days out.
I want to put in Man, Woman, Chainsaw in London.
Ah,
yeah,
right,
and Leeds is the part of the Live in Leeds event.
Leeds, which is too big. It's too big too a festival. Big. Okay, that was only the second new artist of the day. Have we got time for a third now?
We have.
Good.
French indie pop band called Alvilda, and they are releasing an album. Yes, an album called C'est Déjà L'Heure.
Good.
It's already time. A lead single is called Angoissé, which means anguish. And it sounds like this. And you're going to double it with?
No, we're not going to have
you
time.
Know.
Not
we
have
are.
Time. No, we won't.
We won't.
We won't.
We'll come back after
come
this.
Back. Yeah. Yeah. Fade outs we can talk
one
over.
One of those fade outs we can talk over, yeah.
Okay.
First play on the breakdown for Alvilda and Angoissé.
I'm going to finish the hour with another new artist, and it joins the hallowed ranks of likes of Ringo Death Star, Elvis De Presley, Joanna Gruesome, Dred Zeppelin, as being a wonderfully daft play on words. It's Lana Del Rey's. Lana Del Rey's, who is at the moment trying to start an internet rumour that she's Shirley Manson's biological daughter, has put out a very good cover of Paranoid by Garbage, and it's what will finish this hour. We'll be back with a record 4 o'clock from the 2010s. We're going to go a bit French.
You're on it then, you just scroll past it.
Where was I? Where is it?
It was up there. Go for a bit more. There it is.
There it is.